And we are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me is John Herron. He's fiduciary at Kelly Financial Services. And John, this is one of our favorite parts of the show. We get to hear from listeners by way of email, and let's just dig right in. We've got Debbie. She's in Naperville, and she said, I recently heard you mention a stretch IRA on the show. Can you explain how that works again?
Stretch IRA is something that a lot of people should actually look into and think about. It's very beneficial. So the way an IRA would work is if the person that's receiving it upon your death, everyone has to pay taxes on tax-deferred accounts, no matter what. Whether it's you, your children, your grandchildren, the government will always wait to get their tax money. So what a stretch IRA is if a good example of this is we had a client about 3 months ago. She came in. Her mother had just passed away. She left her $600,000 IRA. Most people would be pretty happy about that, but her and her husband, they're both doctors. They had a high income. They didn't really need it. So what we did is we skipped a generation. We didn't leave it to her. We left it to her two kids. So she had a 23-year-old and a 25-year-old, I believe it was, and we left them $300,000 each. So what it allowed those kids to do was take required minimum distributions in their 20s. So basically, they're turning that $300,000 into more like $3 million over their lifetime, because if they only do, obviously they could take more if they ever wanted to, but if they only take what's required of them by the government, they can make it last a lot longer and stretch it, as in the name Stretch IRA.
Well, now, and now this isn't something that just happens. You have to actually make sure that it happens. I mean, it's a process that has to be done, right? It's not automatic.
Absolutely. And in those people's situation, they heard us on this radio, and they came in and talked to us about it. You sit down with people like us, we'll show you how to do it, but you do have to have the right paperwork going on in order to stretch your IRAs.
Well, yeah, that's a great idea, and you're right. I don't think everybody knows about that. So let's hear from Bob in Oak Lawn. He says, I'm a little bit torn about how to approach my retirement planning. On one hand, I want to really understand all the details about my plan, but I've talked to a couple of financial advisors who act like I should just let them handle all of the details. Am I being a control freak by wanting to know everything that's going on?
I would say absolutely not. I mean, it's your money at the end of the day, Bob. So what you're going to want to do is you should know about your money. You'd be surprised how little people do know about their own finances and things like that. And it would be because of situations, I assume, like this. Oh, let me handle it for you. Let me do this. Let me do that. What that would signal to me is that they don't want you to know. And why wouldn't they want you to know? Well, they might not be doing something that's too good for you. That would be my first guess about this situation.
Sure. But well, and again, so just the fact that Bob says he wants to know more about it, that's a great opportunity for you to really explain. And I mean, that's what a fiduciary firm does, is you are working in their best interest. So it's good if you tell them everything that's going on.
Well, yeah, exactly. We want full disclosure on everything we do. If someone understands how their money works, what their money is in and things like that, it lets them make the decisions that much easier. You know, we can advise you around some things, but at the end of the day, if you know everything there is to know about your money, or at least you have a good understanding about what your money's in, the kind of vehicle that it's in, the kind of stuff it's invested in, you at the end of the day will be the one that will make the best decision for you. I can give you the advice and I can push you in the right direction. But at the end of the day, the more you know about your own accounts, the better you're going to do for yourself, because no one knows how to handle their own money better than themselves.
Absolutely. Now let's hear from Peggy. She's in Palatine and says, I'm 58 years old, currently going through a divorce. My husband has usually handled all of our savings and investments, so I'm a little nervous about how to handle things myself, even though I'll be getting a substantial sum of money from the divorce. How should I go about setting up on my own, financially speaking?
Well, this would be a situation where it's kind of like Bob. You're going to want to sit down and learn as much as you can about your own money. Obviously, it's not something you've done your whole life, Peggy, but financially speaking, the best thing you could do if you have a big sum of money to come would be to come in, talk to a couple of advisors, maybe not just one, get an idea of who they are, what their firm is, and things like that, and see the kind of advice that they give you, where they want to put it, how much risk they want to put you through, and take into account the fact that you don't know much about your finances or finances in general. So take the time to educate you. And like I was saying earlier, the more you know about your own money, the more you know about what's out there, the better the decision you're going to make for yourself and for your family at the end of the day.
Well, and it becomes a comfort level thing. It's about a relationship that you build with a client that really becomes important. I mean, they like you, you like them, and it's a trust situation at that point.
Absolutely.
All right. So, and John, for anybody, whether it's Peggy or anyone else, they could just give us a call today and get in and come in, sit down, and get really their entire retirement plan looked at.
Absolutely. And that's another offer we're giving today, Steve. Free analysis on everybody's retirement accounts. Come in. It's like going to a doctor. Hey, something hurts. Well, I got to look. I got to dive in there to find out what it is, you know. So we're giving a free analysis to all our radio listeners on all your accounts that you have, just to give you a better idea of what you're doing and also to give me a better idea of what you're doing. I can't really give the best advice if I don't know what's going on, you know. So that's another benefit for me, but it's also a benefit for our clients as well.
Absolutely. Finally, John, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of all that financial double talk, and then that sales pitch, you know, is coming. So, folks, you need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and John Herron and the team can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It really is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you'll receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, certainly, but more importantly, a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John, the show's really flown by today. I want to thank everybody for listening. We hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we look for you again next week with new topics and new questions, all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.